keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody. Welcome to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. And let me just share, folks, I missed you. I missed you for a couple weeks. I missed the show. And yet we did not skip a beat in here. There were some conferences I've spoke at. And what I made a special arrangement, I'm a guest speaker three separate times at the Florida Money Show next Friday, next Saturday. I'll be there on Thursday. And we're going to host our show right out of Orlando, right out of the Money Show, one of the big events of the year. And, folks, I'm looking forward to that as well. What we put to bed last night, by the way, was the February edition of the Magnet Investing Report, our newsletter, which is now being actually offered by a host of resellers are showing up. I think they're getting their eye on our model portfolio. I think they're getting eye on our comments for the big picture. And what we talk about right here is the market is consolidating, digesting its gains, and the next move is up. That's the headlines for our newsletter for this month. What I will share with you, last month, we actually broke ranks with Wall Street. Everyone wants to talk about how bullish they are, but when they put their numbers on a piece of paper, they frankly seem to get short arms. They don't understand. They don't really get the big picture. We're talking, folks, about Dow 15,000 this year with the other indexes to do even better. That's right, and that doesn't sound, I mean, it sounds a little crazy. It comes out to about a 20% return, which is frankly below, it is below the historical average returns in a pre-election year. So there's a whole lot of people talking about the lack of the 10% correction that everybody's kind of looking for. What they want to do, by the way, when that 10% correction comes, they want to buy the market upside down. So the frankly is, you have to remember whether you're a buyer or a seller. If you're a buyer, I sincerely hope you have a time frame that's more than a few months old. Otherwise, frankly, you should not even be in the stock market. If you're looking, though, to accumulate wealth, there is no better time. There is no better place than the U.S. stock market right now. I've shared on end, we are actually in the middle of something that people just don't understand. What it is, it's a simultaneous bull market in equities, bonds, and commodities. And because people have not been around an environment like this before, they're just taken aback. They're unsure of what it means. But what we predicted last year would be record merger and acquisition activity. Folks, we saw it, but we didn't see it with stock. We saw it with cash. Okay, there's so much cash that is built up internationally and domestically. Folks, I'm telling you to widen your horizons and ride this bull market. Now, that even said, I want to remind you again, that doesn't mean everything or every stock. What we do here is we have an unemotional platform to score and rank out companies. And as we go to print on this issue right here, which is, I believe, our 17th issue, what we do is we, with discipline, eliminate the losers. We prune to make sure we have a healthy portfolio. In this portfolio right now, stocks on the list just from where we got started, we see up 112%, up 134%, up 67%, 51%, 105%. 60, 18, these are all live numbers that we've been talking about. Now we've come in, we've added four new stocks for the month. Folks, if you want a complimentary copy of this, hit our website at magnetinvesting.com. Some of the other resellers, we here at National Securities, being as compliant as we are asking them to remove a few performance figures, stop bragging so much, just let people get the newsletter and sample it. So some of the other reseller sites are on the way back up after our very, very tough and strict compliance group brings their website back to compliance. In the meantime, hit our website at magnetinvesting.com. So where are we right now? We're in a position, folks, and I just have to tell you, I'm not always this bullish. I can go back to 1999 when we had talked about, you know, going short the market. This is just an environment that right now is just as steady as it gets. Every pullback shows a buying opportunity. Well, one of the warnings that we put out, because again, we don't get focused on the averages, we look at internals, and about a month ago, the only thing that we're able to point to that had us a little bit on our heels was the transportation index. That is a leading index. You need the transports to be doing well. They're a sign of the future economy. Well, what happened yesterday? Yeah, you guessed it. The transports broke out yesterday to an all-time high on explosive volume, and folks, that's a pretty bullish sign in itself. The only index yet to hit the new high this year right now is actually the utility index, which led the market all last year, and utilities posted tremendous numbers last year. What are they doing now? We go back to the title of our newsletter. The market is consolidating, digesting its gains, and the next move is up. So, folks, again, we look at the internals. We're looking at the advanced decline line for you. No, we are not going in and buying some of the biggest name companies you've ever heard of because, frankly, those companies aren't ranking out as high for us as we'd like them to. I'm looking on our newsletter today. One of our stocks that we've been running with that's already entered the year up 134%, gaps up again another 11% today. Folks, we got to let the winners run. You might not have heard of Lattice Company, but if you got our newsletter in September 05, and you kind of maybe wish you did. We had it at 1739. That's not to say that every one of our stocks goes up. No, we haven't found the holy grail where every single stock we buy goes up. We don't want to pretend that. We don't want to assume that. What we're simply doing is using our model to identify the best of the best of the best. One of the things that I've talked about recently, and I'm actually in the process of working with some of the most successful software people this country has ever developed. One of the things, and the only thing that's frankly missing in this market, is trust. And this is a very serious subject, folks. I've talked about it a lot. This is a very meaningful subject to me. And about 3 weeks ago, I got hit with the brainstorm. I got basically put in the position where I couldn't sleep at night anymore. And we're working with a few people. I actually think, despite some people thinking I'm a little bit too busy, I think we actually have the solution. And we're working on that. We're going to bring that forward. And that's something I'll be introducing to you over the next couple of months. First, we got to package it. We got to get it right. But the only thing, frankly, missing is trillions of dollars in the money market. Trillions. And the economy is strong and the market is strong. Yes, earnings are going to slow down, but the valuation of the market's about the best it's been for years. So what we're going to do is we're going to help this country build some trust. We're going to help the underfunded nonprofits get funded so they don't have to rely on tax dollars. We are actually forming some of the most important solutions for this country, not only picking stocks. That has to be something that just comes naturally through our model. We spent all of this time, and yes, frankly, we're very proud. It is working. What I think we're having coming up a little bit later, we're going to have someone come on. We've had Steve Christ on before from the housing report. This is probably one of the most confusing areas because there's a lot of discussion that this is what's going to roil the economy. It's going to roil the market. The consumer's going to drop dead suddenly, not spend another penny. I'm curious to get his feelings on that, but what I want to really share with you, which we've shared in the most boring, repetitive fashion, but it's got to be drilled in, folks. Just a couple of generations ago, some brave folks pushed west and moved to California. That's right, it's only a couple of generations ago. Now we sit in a global expanding economy. You can't go to a city where cranes aren't operating and building. You can't go to a country that's not developing. Whether it's South America, whether it's Latin America, whether it's actually even Africa where they're first starting to develop the economies there, whether it's the Far East and the China miracle and the India miracle, whatever way, where you want to point to, what we have here is years ago, Sir John Templeton talked about the Berlin Wall coming down being the single most important event that took place in his lifetime. Folks, that is muted by what's happening internationally right now. It doesn't mean we'll never see a slowdown in the economies. It doesn't mean we'll see a slowdown in anything. What it really means is the long-term trend is powerfully up. And where we're sitting right now is to get into the catbird position to figure out which companies today are thriving. It's not to put your money under a pillow, under your mattress, or, frankly, in some of the biggest smokestack companies of America, which had zero revenue growth. What we are doing, we are incredibly, incredibly proud of. I'm going to hit the road again for a couple of weeks. We'll speak in Orlando next week, but we're going to join you live from there. Then we're off to Arizona for some meetings that are taking place with some big pension monies, and we're, all I can tell you is we are having a great time in this market. We're talking about other people with single-digit returns. We're having fun, but most of all, folks, I want you to call me if you hear me being anything but humble. We got to remain humble in here. That's the only way to stay right. And we just will go down our path. We will not be influenced by the day-to-day news. We will not fall for the hysteria of recession versus inflation every single day, but instead focus our energies on the single best companies in America. And now we have an opportunity to actually address some of the biggest problems, which is the underfunding of institutions in America and pensions and nonprofits. And secondly, to restore trust throughout America. And folks, if we can do this, I think I could rest for the weekend and coach the kids basketball on Saturdays like I do. So we're going to take a deep breath coming in. We have a couple of guests lined up that I know we're going to enjoy. And we're going to start, though, looking at the housing market. And someone's got to tell me, folks, if this is going to derail the economy. Or maybe we even see a housing market that is stabilizing. I'm not really sure. That's not my expertise. That's why we bring in the top experts from around the world to talk on their subjects. Stick with us. We are on Voice America Business. I'm Jordan Kimmel. We'll be right back with more profitable investing after this quick break.
401s, stock, mortgage, retirement, wealth. We cover it all. Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the work wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific time, the Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, the Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk, heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
Come on, see? There you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If you're looking to improve sales results, increase revenue, acquire new customers, or just retain existing ones, listen to Sales Talk with nationally recognized sales and customer relationship management consultant, speaker, sales trainer, and author, Russ Lombardo. On Sales Talk, Russ provides insights and knowledge about today's best-selling techniques and methodologies. Learn about the latest sales-related software and tools to help organize your efforts for achieving more efficiency and get a better understanding of what services are available to improve sales results. On Sales Talk, Russ Lombardo and his expert guests get down to brass tacks and talk about what's needed today to succeed in sales. Whether you're a sales manager, sales professional, business owner, or entrepreneur, you'll benefit from the business insights, experience, and knowledge. Sales Talk with Russ Lombardo, broadcast each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel. Sales Talk with Russ Lombardo, insights, experience, and knowledge at the click of a mouse.
The Bottom Line in Business Talk. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody. Welcome to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And what we want to do right now, one of the most important subjects, one of the most important markets to evaluate is the housing market. It's such a big market for our economy, and I got to tell you, there's so much confusing information we're hearing. We wanted to bring Steve Christ back on, the senior editor of 9/11 Housing Report. And Steve, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, hi, Jordan. Thanks for having me back. Good to talk to you.
All right. Well, listen, Stephen, I'm just reading. I probably read a little bit too much. I try to discount everything I read to try to make it all come into focus for me. Let me turn to you. I know this is one of your areas of expertise. Before we get right into the market, just remind our listeners your background and your expertise, why we bring you on to discuss this important subject.
Sure, Jordan. I come by my real estate background as a loan officer. I worked as a loan officer for 5 years, and I'm also a licensed real estate agent. And what I really see in the market are troubling signs, to be honest with you. And I started to see them a couple years ago, but I think that the bubble is really finally upon us. I don't think that anybody, I don't think that you can argue that it does exist.
Okay. Well, let's go over that. Again, a lot of times, let's remind everybody, when bubbles do develop, they take longer than expected to actually hit fruition and then ultimately pop. One of the things is, I don't know whether it's, if you think it's a worldwide, a nationwide, or a regional problem, why don't we kind of start right there?
Sure. Jordan, I think it really is a worldwide problem. The big run-up in housing is not something you're just not seeing in your community. It's nationwide, and it's also worldwide. Canada, Britain, you name it. Every single major industrial country has had a run-up in property values. And it all comes back to me, to the bankers, to the easy money, to the wash of credit that has gone on since, since going back to 2002, 2003, when the central banks really started to cut.
Okay. Now let's stick with this for a minute, because one of the things that I think that's important, and I don't have these answers, so I'm really, you know, appreciate you joining us. I think one of the things that, at least in my mind, I like to think about is, A, the percentage of people based upon their income that they're spending to buy a home. And then secondly, I think you have to look at, you know, the percentage versus rental income to see whether it makes sense. So, you know, when my father-in-law bought his first house for $14,000, he was making $1,200 a year. Now, guys are getting out of business school, making $100,000 and starting salaries. How does it compare versus income versus affordability and rental versus affordability?
Sure, and you're on to an important part there, because one of the big issues, one of the ceilings that home prices are bumping into now, one of the reasons you're starting to see the pullback is just strictly affordability. In a general term, you know, back when our parents and grandparents bought houses, there were some pretty strict underwriting guidelines. And those underwriting guidelines were pretty simple. Your housing payment, your full mortgage payment shouldn't be more than 36% of your gross monthly income. And, those are time-tested ratios. And
okay.
What happened in the run-up to the bubble, Jordan, is that, you know, as you know, as you may know, the lenders basically threw that ratio out the window. And in an effort to get people the money they needed to buy these homes, you know, they raised debt-to-income ratios all the way up to 50%. And we're really starting to see, you know, the result of that in foreclosures.
Okay, so we are seeing foreclosures bump up a little bit. We're seeing,
sure.
I think a lot of things in the newsletters I'm reading are talking about inventories and watching inventories carefully. I know that I grew up on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. I remember my parents' rent. We had a big four-bedroom home. We had four kids, and the rent was started out under $200, okay?
Right.
And I'm not 100 years old. I know that I just read a little piece that said last year a four-bedroom apartment in Manhattan actually appreciated over 40% and is now selling for about $5 million an apartment. So, you know, I know that prices ease somewhere. That's why I'm trying to figure out how regional it is, how nationwide it is, and how long of a down cycle you're actually predicting, and do you predict that actually spills into the general economy and pulls the whole economy down?
It's definitely national to a certain extent, but certain regions are more susceptible than others. I mean, the bad news that's coming out of Florida, California, is definitely worse than what's going on in most of the other areas of the country. But what I would say is, as a general gauge, is that if over the last 5 years, you know, the price of your home has doubled, that you can look to see a pullback there. I don't think that's unreasonable at all.
Okay. Well, let me just mention this. I've been in my home for about 12 years, and maybe, you know, we saw a downturn after we bought. But, you know, when you go to the banker's rule of seven and how often money doubles and the like, I think that, you know, my house is barely doubled in price in 12 years, and that's after we put a whole bunch of money into the house. So I'm not sure in North Central Jersey we're actually experiencing a bubble at all. I mean, do you disagree?
I do disagree, because I go back to the difference between real estate and equities. The sales price of a property goes back, always back to what a person can afford to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to bump up against affordability issues, housing hits a ceiling. And I think that's really what we're seeing now, is the price of homes have gone so high that people can even no longer afford to even be in the market. And you're taking a huge chunk of demand out of that equation when you do that.
Right. Well, look, I don't disagree at all. I know that it's a subject that people have a hard time getting around. One of the things I'm really not sure, I know that when the easy money comes, those people always, always get hurt. The no interest and the no equity, the reverse bubble, the balloon. I think a lot of those people are actually, I'll agree with you, in very tough shape. Do you have any handle at all, Stephen, what percentage of actually the mortgage market that is? Is a big percentage? Is a small percentage?
It depends on the market, Jordan, depending on, you know, the different programs that the people chose. But there were just to talk about one segment of the market, which is the subprime market.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, the subprime market are folks that are below the conventional mortgage level. Subprime mortgages made a tremendous jump from the year 2000 to the year 2006. Some, you know, 25-30% of all mortgages now are subprime. And recently released study has said that one out of every five of those mortgages that were done from 2005 into 2006 is going to fail. And in raw numbers, the projection is the 2.2 million subprime borrowers are on a course to lose their homes. And to me, that's a monumental figure.
Right. And you know, they always say all markets occur on the margin, and all you have to do is see a pullback occur, whether it's equities or real estate. If no one's there to buy the pullback, there's trouble. I'm one talking about global liquidity. I'm sure that there's not people knocking and smashing down doors to move into Detroit and Cleveland and some of those other cities, where the Europeans and the Russians and the Asians, if they want a second house, if they want an apartment, obviously they want it in Manhattan. So I think that it's an interesting market. It's an unclear market. What I'd like you to do, Stephen, people need to read about this. They need to get as much information as they can. I know you're writing the 9/11 housing report. Why don't you give them your contact information where they can maybe get a sample newsletter or do some reading? Point them in a place, maybe even the top book you think they should read.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's always a lot of good information, up-to-date information on the web. I think that things are happening so fast that the books really haven't come out in such a timely manner.
Maybe you need to write one.
Yeah,
but go on. Tell us your contact information.
But the news is so fast and furious. But your listeners can see what I'm writing and what other people are talking about at our website, which is wealthdaily.com. That's wealthdaily.com. There they can find the Housing 911 report. And of course, a lot of other great things about investing, commodities, technology stocks, so on and so forth. And aside from that, like I say, there's a lot of really good information on the web.
Okay.
You know, the web is obviously just a fantastic source for people to stay up to date with these things.
Right.
I do recommend that your listeners just, you know, take the time and do some reading and look into it, because I think there's something to be found there.
Right. Well, I'm right with you. The most educated people make the right decisions. Let me ask a last question here. I know we're coming up to commercial, but we're not there yet. Stephen, I'm not sure, where do you live?
I live in the Baltimore area. I'm an East Coast guy.
Okay, so you're in Baltimore. Here's my question. Are you renting or are you owning?
Oh, no, I'm owning.
Okay, so you wouldn't recommend people to sell their home and move into a rental. You don't think it's that bad?
No. I mean, you know, there's a lot of reasons why we choose to live where we do and the type of house that we live in. If you're going to stay in your house like I'm planning on to, you know, for the next 20 years, I'm not really too concerned, to be honest with you. But if you find yourself in a situation where you have to move, and, you know, we know the way that people's lives works these days,
mm-hmm.
you know, they come upon these situations.
So if you were moving, you'd probably start by renting and then figure a time to buy.
I'm sorry?
Yes, if you were moving right now, would you first rent and wait out a cycle here?
Yeah, if I had to move tomorrow, Jordan, I would at least consider renting for about a year. I think that come spring of 2008 is when we're really going to see the first look of a market rebound.
Okay.
And I'd be waiting for that chance.
Fantastic. Hey, listen, Steve, thanks for joining us. I'm going to ask you, if something wakes up in the middle of the night you want to talk about it, call us back up, schedule a time. We'd love having you on again, okay?
You got it. Listen, Jordan, nice talking to you. I appreciate you having me on.
Have a great day. Thanks for the time. And, folks, stick with us. We got a quick commercial to take, but then we're coming right back with more profitable investing on Voice America Business. I'm Jordan Kimmel. Stick right with us.
Four oh ones, stock, mortgage, retirement, wealth. We cover it all. Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No, no more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORA-KID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The bottom line in business talk. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody. Welcome to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And I want to get right into our next guest here. Our next guest is Eric Roseman, Investment Director of Sovereign Society. Eric, are you out there with us?
I am. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's a pleasure having you, Eric. I want to always, as we like to do, take a step back before we get into the meat and go a little bit over your background and why we're having you on the show here. So why don't you start right there with your background?
Sure. Background is we've been managing investment capital now since 1991 for our investors, who are mainly American and European, and we specialize in global investing, asset allocation, so stocks, bonds, commodities, currencies, real estate. And since 1992, I also have another face, which is investment publishing. And it's my pleasure and pleasant duty to be here today representing the Sovereign Society, and I'm their investment director.
Well, fantastic, Eric. I really appreciate you coming on. I think that I have got so many opinions on what the subject is. You got to go first here. Tell me, the start of the year just began a month ago. Where are you directing your clients? How are you? We're seeing a ton of money continuing to go internationally, being pulled out of U.S. mutual funds. What are you telling your clients here right now? Where they should be allocated?
Well, the markets are really high here, so you really have to be careful. We haven't had a sizable correction greater than 7.5% for global markets, including the Dow, since March of 2003. So this is unprecedented. It's been a great run, but stocks are not necessarily expensive, but they're not cheap either. So the best places I think to go now, and not necessarily in this order, would definitely be in energy again. Oil prices have come off heavily in the last several months. Global demand is still running at roughly 86, 85 million barrels a day. Supplies are just breakneck right there around 84.5, 85 million barrels. And I think geopolitical is going to become an issue again. It's been really quiet since the Middle East crisis in Israel and Lebanon last summer. And besides, oil is the most is by far the most politicized commodity. It will heat up again. So definitely going to buy energy, buying oil and gas. We're definitely looking at gold. I think gold's going to take out 700 before summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's around 657 now. So commodities have come off a lot in the last 4 or 5 months. They should be accumulated again.
Okay, I think it's a perfect call. I think there's no question there's been amazing volatility, in those markets. What blows me away is, it's one thing to look at the charts and the energy chart and gold. I think pulled back right to support, and maybe even broke it. But if you go back a little further, we have an uptrend in place. One of the things that blows me away is how people quickly waffle and suddenly say, the supply has caught up with demand worldwide. I think that's nonsense. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the global growth. Do you see the global economy slowing, continuing to grow?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, you know, you've got money supply growth worldwide in all major economies is in excess of 10%. Some economies 15 or 20%. China's money supply growth is, if you believe what the government's telling you there, is close to 25 or 30%. I think it's probably even more.
Mm-hmm.
When you have credit growth like that, that tells you one thing, that ultimately central banks favor inflation. And that's really the big trend. I think governments are going to be forced to continue to print, including the Fed in the United States. That's what they do best anyway the last 36, 35 years. And gold's telling you that. So I think growth is really hasn't slowed that much at all. Central banks have raised rates. Yes, they have in the last 12 to 18 months, the Bank of England, Australia, Canada, and the U.S., but they're really, and of course the European Central Bank, but they're really raising rates from a very historically low levels, and they're not even putting a dent into credit growth. Or look at what's going on in global mergers and acquisitions. It's been off the charts. That only happens when there's a lot of liquidity sloshing around the globe, when interest rates are low, financing is cheap, and companies are still finding good deals cross-border.
Right. No, I think you're dead on with everything you've just said. You know, one of the things maybe you can point at or talk about, maybe sometimes we, at the end of a bull cycle in stocks, all the mergers and acquisitions take place with cash, excuse me, with stock. People are taking their overvalued currency and buying other currencies. Every deal I think I've seen, with the exception of a couple of individual companies, everything seems to be happening on the cash level. Am I missing something, or is that accurate?
You're accurate. That's exactly right. And what's also happening, which is a very disturbing sign, you also made a very good point, that buyouts tend to happen towards the end of an economic cycle or a credit cycle, and that's dangerous. It happened in 1989, and of course we ran into big trouble in 1990 with the S&L crisis and a recession. So that's a good point. But also venture capitalists have become, they've become surrogate banks now, and hedge funds too. I mean, they're getting involved big time into financing deals, making loans, even a lot of distressed or subprime loans. Potentially, this thing can get really ugly if the Fed decides to raise rates again. But again, if they do, I don't think they're going to raise them very much. And I think this still has a few more years left before it turns ugly.
Right. Well, you know, again, I think I'm with you on this. What I always like, sometimes we'll have a guest on and they'll say, well, listen, if you would have listened to me 5 years ago, you would have done this. You would have bought oil at 12. You would have bought gold at 240, whatever it is. What do you see, you know, looking forward, that our listeners really can pin back? Remember, we're going to be archived on the net forever here on this show. What's one of the things you tell them that you're thinking about and doing that not everyone else is thinking about right here?
Definitely German real estate. I think it's way off the charts. The only ones that are really buying German real estate, both residential and commercial, are the big guns in Wall Street and in England. There's a lot of smart money buying German real estate, namely Goldman Sachs, which I think is the smartest money on Wall Street. They've been plowing billions there. So is Morgan Stanley and some other British banks and hedge funds. German real estate is by far the cheapest anywhere in the industrialized world. You can buy prime property real estate in Berlin, which is one of the cultural capitals of Europe, at about a 35 to 40% discount based on square footage compared to any other European capital. It's distressed, sure, for a reason, because the Germans made a huge mess of absorbing East Germany 17 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Only the Germans could have done that without inviting massive inflation, and they did. But unfortunately, the consequence was overbuilding. But now the market is recovering. It did bottom about 18 months ago. And the way to play it really is very hard to play a German real estate because they don't have REIT laws yet.
Okay.
They're mulling it, but they don't have it yet.
Well, I think here you did come up with something that no one else is talking about. I think that's a beautiful way, and I think my takeaway from that, by the way, Eric, is you're talking about a depressed market that started to turn higher, and what a great way to make some money right there. One of the things that I've been saying myself, I don't know, I'm kind of out on a limb here. We know Jimmy Rogers, who's a tremendous commodity bull, but he's thinking that's got to be mutually exclusive to the equity market. What I think I'm seeing is a simultaneous bull market in commodities, bonds, and equities, something we just haven't seen before. It's due to all the liquidity. I think I'm on a limb here. Am I wrong? Are we seeing bull markets in all those different areas?
You're exactly right. What you have is asset class inflation. And it's not just stocks, bonds. Well, bonds are really not in the picture except for high yield. And the risky bonds have done extremely well, emerging market debt, high yields. I mean, I wouldn't touch those. Your spreads are just too tight compared to treasuries. It just doesn't pay to take risk there. But treasuries have been dead money for like 4 years, 5 years, even negative after inflation and taxes. They're cheap. But if you look, you're right. I mean, there's nothing else is really cheap. I mean, whether it's art, collectibles, you know, real estate, stocks.
I was just at the Barrett Jackson car auction a couple weeks ago, and they're paying $5 million for, you know, for some cars out there. It really is incredible. Let me ask a different way then, maybe. There's going to be a warning signal. It's going to come. Some people are going to read the tea leaves. Some people won't. If there's something that's going to make you sit up and really pay attention and say, whoa, I actually have to have more cash in my account, what's that going to be?
That's a very good question. I would say it wouldn't be just one thing, and I think it would be a couple. I think it would be, one would be a series, at least one or two U.S. mortgage banks collapsing or really running into trouble. That would be a very, very bad sign. You're seeing rising delinquency rates now on subprime loans, no doubt, even high-grade loans from a lot of the mortgage banks, but nothing alarming yet. Delinquency rates are still historically low. But if we had to see, if we saw several, you know, large banks, large mortgage lenders, really run into a liquidity crisis, I would be very much obliged to raise cash a lot more.
Right, I think that's a great call. I think that we're all looking for what's going to stop this. I put out my own newsletter I'll share with you last month. I said the only fly in the ointment I saw was the transportation index, and that powered to a new high yesterday. So I don't know. I don't mean to sound like I'm wearing rose-colored glasses. I'm not seeing a whole lot of problems out there other than people's short-term nature, which always will work against them. What I'd like to do, we have a couple minutes left, Eric. I know you're writing for Sovereign Society. You're definitely one of the more informed guys we brought on the show in a while. Why don't you give people your contact information if they want to read what you're writing, contact your group. How do they do that?
Thank you very much for asking. Definitely www.sovereignsociety.com. We're there. We also have a daily A-letter, which is free, all our views on global politics, investments, taxes, everything. That's free. You can go to the website and subscribe. My blogs are available there, too. I write them every day on what's going on in the world, including what we talked about today.
Beautiful, Eric. And let me just ask, where am I calling you? Where are we speaking from?
I'm in nice, sunny Montreal, where it's minus 15 degrees.
Hey. Oh, it's good to have the windows closed and the fire going. But,
oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, it's great to join us. Let me ask you, let me just throw it open, something else, anything else you kind of want to bring up that I forgot to steer us towards.
No, I think you're pretty much telling your listeners the right things. I mean, I would just be careful here. I think you can still invest. You can put your money into the market, but not that much. I would just fail in.
Fantastic. Eric, I'd like to bring you on in the future. Really a pleasure to have you. Have a great season ahead, and we'll bring you on. We'll talk in a few months, okay?
Thanks for having me. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks again, Eric. Folks, you're listening to Voice America Business. I'm Jordan Kimmel. We'll be right back following a quick commercial break. We've got some important things to cover to wrap up, so stick with us.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business, this is Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn. So follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Strengthening your financial goals. The leader in business talk radio. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Okay, folks, and welcome back here to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And, folks, we are just having such an interesting cross-current of markets in terms of, you know, what people are really feeling. I think one of the things I heard today was probably one of the most bearish presentations on the housing market, and yet when we asked the gentleman what he's doing, he's living in his house in a paid-for house. So I want to just take the hysteria down a notch. One of the things that happens in the stock market is the market always looks ahead, and what always roils the market, frankly, is what people aren't anticipating or what they're not thinking about. We're starting to see, in fact, some of the home builders and some of the big construction companies come under accumulation here. We're even seeing some brokerage firm upgrades. The market will look 9 months out. We heard our housing guy talk about look for sometime next year for the housing market to uptick. Folks, once that happens, you're actually a little bit too late on the actual individual equity. So I myself continue to think we see real estate already stabilizing. We certainly see regional bubbles. What we've said, actually, is that what we have here is the speculative real estate market has been taken away as an alternative to the stock market. So the one of the things also extremely, extremely important is how people actually feel about the future. So what we saw yesterday, the consumer confidence number came out yesterday. It actually registered at, a five-year high. So people feel comfortable about their job. They feel comfortable about where they sit. And when you poll the individual, we actually just registered a five-year high. Really, really interesting. So you go a little further and you look at your evidence. You don't want to have an absolute opinion on things. You want to weigh your evidence, continuing to check the evidence. I have right open right now my Investors Daily for today. We're seeing roughly 10 times of the amount of new highs as we are new lows. When you look into each sub-index, whether it's the leisure group, which is one of my favorites, with the gaming business, which is just exploding, you see a positive chart in the leisure, healthcare, junior growth, consumer, defensive. High-tech struggled a little bit. The Russell 2000 new highs, New York Stock Exchange composite, all-time highs, transportation, all-time highs, S&P 400, again, all-time highs. So, folks, this is one of the healthiest markets. For some reason, we continue to be bombarded with anecdotal news of an individual company or an individual maniac blowing himself up on a bus, as if that actually affects the world economy. The only way things slow down, folks, and you got to read your history, they were doing the jitterbug back early last century. The music was so loud, the optimism was so loud, people couldn't contain themselves. What happened was trade barriers were put up. We saw the worldwide trade slow down, almost like hitting the skids, and we went into a global depression. At that time, I believe it was Winston Churchill came out with the comment, either we hang together or we hang separately. Very interesting play on words. Obviously, we all learn the lessons. Every time we see a calamity hit our market, folks, we see, what do we see? Yes, we see the world central banks with so much vested interest flood the markets. Eventually, I think our guest was right when he talked about ultimately long-term inflationary. That's why when you break it down simple from 30,000 feet and look down, there are only two ways to invest surplus money. One way is the lending market, which means the bond market. You get a fixed income, and you get your principal back in the end. It's a loser's technique. You lose to inflation. You lose to taxes, and ultimately you have less purchasing power at the end game. The other area is the area of ownership, whether you own real estate, whether you own businesses, or whether you own businesses through equity securities. That's the only way to keep pace with inflation or beat inflation. Commodities will actually keep pace with inflation over time. It actually has for, in fact, thousands of years already. So I think you have to get the fear away, the fear of volatility, the fear of prices moving around. Nobody wants to see a stock go lower, but in the long run, you want to ask yourself, are you positioned for long term, or are you positioned for a bomb to go off in your basement tonight? I will urge everybody to remember we are in one of the greatest global bull markets in commodity stocks and bonds we have ever seen. It's all based upon liquidity. I was at a broker-dealer conference where I was the keynote for 30 brokers last week, and what they told me was I should stop telling people how well they could do in just the indexes. It's going to take our steam away. Well, frankly, folks, I'd rather see people make money than not make money, but we'll always, always come back to the same issue. That the best stock selections in the right sectors at any one time will outproduce the broad market by considerable amounts. My next appointment, actually, right after our show, I'm going to be meeting with the publishers about my upcoming book, which is going to dispel the myths of asset allocation and diversification. And I'll word it another way. If you have more than $5 or $25 million, folks, you really want to start thinking about protecting what you have and not making a whole lot of money. If you are below that spot, forget the asset allocation nonsense. It's time to make some money, let your profits run, find the best companies in the best markets. Again, that's only my opinion. The most important thing you need to do before anything is to get yourself comfortable, to get yourself into an asset allocation plan where you're not going to wake up sweating in the middle of the night thinking, what did Jordan do to me here? I don't feel comfortable. The market's pulling back. I need to sell everything. The first thing you need to do is develop your plan. Then you need to stick with the plan. As much as I'm willing to go on the major media stations, I know most of it is hype. And I tell them there right to their face, they're trying to sell commercials. They're trying to tell their listeners to stay tuned to some nonsense like an earnings report, which means nothing long term. So folks, if you can, take a step back. If you can, come join me down in Florida at the Money Show. There will be roughly 12,000 investors. Every notable money manager, newsletter writer, and author will be there. I've got three separate times that I'll be speaking down there. We've had a host of people already set up to come down and join us. If you can, that will be great. Whatever we can do for you folks, however we can improve this show, give us your comments. Come to us at magdeninvesting.com. Come to us on our 800 number, which is actually 888-766-6828. And get with the bull market. Don't let them make you sit it out while they're talking about Enron or Saddam Hussein or any of this nonsense. That all that it's intended to do is keep you on the balls of your feet and wait for the Fed to come up with another announcement. And well, they just came up with their announcement. Hey, what will they say next month? Stay tuned. Don't stay tuned. Get yourself an investment strategy that works for you. And then ultimately, what we'll be talking about is what's much more important. Where can we give our money away? What institutions and nonprofits do we want to fund? Where does our charity work want to go? And how do we rebuild trust and the strength in the greatest country in the world? Folks, as much as they want to tell you about the problems in America, please remember, people will get into a barrel, get into a trunk of an airplane, They will hold on to the top of an airplane. They'll do whatever they need to do to get into this country because everyone wants, ultimately, their life and their capital in this great country. So not to get too political, folks, ride this bull market. It is a pleasure. I think that I love doing the show. I missed you for a couple weeks. We're going to come to you live from the Orlando Money Show next week. I'm really looking forward to it. Tell your friends, share the news, and it's a pleasure to be with you. Have a profitable week ahead. Folks, it's Jordan Kimmel signing off from next week from Orlando. We'll see you soon. Have a profitable week ahead.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of profitable investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.